In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. How can anyone be saved? This was the question on all of our hearts. A rich man had come up to Jesus and wanted eternal life with the Creator. And this was a really good man. Many of us knew him. He wasn't lying when he told Jesus that he had kept all of the Creator's commands since he was a youth. He had always been faithful to his wife. He had not gotten his riches through violence, theft, or deception. He had taken care of his parents as they had aged. This was a good man. But Jesus said that he was missing one thing. So Jesus told him to sell everything he owned and give to the poor and then come follow him. This man had built a whole life for himself, a good life, and he had done it the right way. He had been honest in his business dealings. He had listened to the commandments. How could Jesus ask this of him? This man was heartbroken and sad. Jesus was asking too much. Decades and decades he had poured into building this life he had. How could he possibly just leave it all behind? Jesus then turned to us and said, how difficult it is for anyone having things to enter the Creator's rule. Having things? We all had things, Jesus. Rich or poor, we all had things we were attached to, things we cherished and clung to. How could any of us be saved? We were confused. What was going on? Were we ourselves not saved? As we continued on our journey, we got close to the city of Jericho. Sitting outside the city was a blind man, helpless beggar, looking for a handout along the road. When he heard that Jesus was coming, he started to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me! Over and over he kept shouting. Everyone was telling him to shut up and be quiet, but he would not listen to the crowd. He may have been physically blind, but he sure saw something in Jesus. He didn't care about the crowd or the opinions of others. He thought Jesus was the answer to what he was missing and would do anything to get to Jesus. Finally, some folks brought him to Jesus. And Jesus asked the blind man, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said very simply to Jesus, give me eyes to see. Jesus then healed his eyes. The man that used his restored physical sight to follow Jesus. His newly healed eyes were fixed on Jesus, and he wouldn't let Jesus out of his sight. And Jesus said to the man, your faith has saved you. There was. Someone was being saved. It was possible. When we entered the city of Jericho, the crowds got even bigger. In the crowd, there was a chief tax collector named Zacchaeus. Now, tax collectors were rich, but this was the man who was in charge of all of the tax collectors. He was one of the richest men we had ever seen. When Zacchaeus heard Jesus was coming, he decided he needed to see Jesus. Who was this Jesus he had heard about? He was intrigued, but he couldn't see Jesus. Zacchaeus was short. The crowds were blocking him. And so, he didn't care about the crowd or the opinions of others, and so Zacchaeus started running. A man who normally got carried everywhere he went in life was running around in his fancy robes, running ahead of the crowd. And then he did something we had never seen someone like him do. He climbed a tree. His expensive clothes were getting dirty and torn on branches, but he was determined to get up that tree so he could see Jesus. And then Jesus saw Zacchaeus, one of the richest men in the world, dirty and out of breath, sitting up in a tree. Jesus called to Zacchaeus and told him that we were going to stay at his house for the night. Zacchaeus eagerly came down from the tree to greet us. But the crowds were angry, and so were we. We were all grumbling about this. We hated, absolutely hated what Zacchaeus represented and stood for in our society. He was public enemy number one for so many of us. Zacchaeus saw how Jesus was getting a bad name for associating with him, and his eyes were opened. He didn't want to ruin Jesus' reputation. So Zacchaeus did an incredible thing. He announced that he would give half of his wealth away to the poor, and then use the other half to pay back those he had wronged. Seeing Zacchaeus do what he had asked the rich man to do, Jesus declared, "Today, salvation has come to this house." Zacchaeus had been saved. We had wondered if anyone could be saved. And now we are seeing it with our own two eyes. First the blind man, and now Zacchaeus. It was indeed difficult, as Jesus had said, but the Creator was working the impossible. The things that the blind man had been holding on to, no matter how small and insignificant those things seemed to us, he left them behind so he could follow Jesus. And the things that Zacchaeus had been holding on to, his camels full of stuff, were being left behind. His job, his wealth, even his ego, as he had humbled himself like a child, climbing trees and running around to see Jesus. It felt like our own eyes were being opened. Our own blindness was being alleviated. The rich man, who had not followed Jesus, had kept all of the Lord's commands from his youth, except for the one that really mattered. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all you have. Zacchaeus, on the other hand, had kept none of the commands, but now he was keeping the one that mattered above all by leaving everything behind to follow this Jesus. Salvation wasn't about keeping the commands and living a good life. Salvation, we were seeing, was about being all in with the Creator. The blind man went all in. Zacchaeus went all in. The rich man, he was unwilling to go all in. He thought his obedience was enough. He thought that because he was being a good person, that he could keep his life for himself. The blind man, though, had the eyes to see that giving up everything to follow Jesus was the only thing that mattered. Zacchaeus had his eyes open to see that giving up everything he had to follow Jesus was the only thing that mattered. The rich man held on to his life, and he was lost because of it. Didn't matter how good he was. The blind man, Zacchaeus, they lost their lives. They let go, and now they were saved. Sure, we were tagging along with Jesus, but were we all in as we followed him? Were we holding back in some ways? Were there parts of our lives that we were refusing to let go of? Things that we had that we were clinging to? Like the blind man and Zacchaeus, we felt like our blind eyes were being opened to see things we had never seen before. But was the healing of our blindness complete? What were we not yet seeing? What were we not yet understanding? How would we even know if we were still blind? We didn't have the answers to these questions. But we knew that Jesus was here with us. And there was one thing we had become certain of through all of this. We needed to stick with Jesus at all costs. Salvation was with him. We needed to go wherever he went. We needed to listen to whatever he said. We were probably still blind. We were probably still oblivious to so much, but with Jesus, we knew there was salvation. If we were with Jesus, then we knew we were saved. Are we saved? Salvation isn't about perfection. It isn't about being a good person. It's about being all in with Jesus. It's about letting nothing get in the way of being with Jesus. You may perfectly keep all the commands and still be lost. And you can be a mess and be saved. Are you willing to do anything to see Jesus? Are you willing to give up all things to follow him? The blind man resisted the crowd so he could see Jesus and follow him. Zacchaeus resisted the crowd and acted like a child running around and climbing trees so he could see Jesus and follow him. If you want to see Jesus and follow him, you will have to resist the crowd. You will have to act like a fool in the eyes of those around you. You will have to lose your life and all the things you have. So keep begging and shouting for mercy when others tell you to shut up. Run, climb trees, do whatever you have to see Jesus. Don't let the crowds discourage you. Seek Jesus with all your heart and all of your life. And know that he is seeking you as well. He has come to seek us in our lostness. He will hear your cries for mercy. He will see you up there in the tree. For today, salvation has come among us in this place. Amen. Jesus says, I know everything you do. Pay attention and